Smile. 90.4 FM.
So we've got Dr. Heather from My Sexual Health on the line. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, and a very sexy good morning to all the listeners.
We feel like the bedroom has become a bit of a boring place. How do we get the spark back with Pillow Talk?
You know, our sexual health is so very important for our general health, and we know that long-term relationships, you know, the spark dies. So, you know, we have to be really cognizant of being mindful about engaging with our partners in an intimate way, and not only physically intimate, but in a sensual, sexy communication type way. So just like we sometimes have to schedule a date night, I think we should also be scheduling a safe time with no distractions, no kids, no cell phones, no pets, to have time to connect properly with our partners and to talk to each other and to talk to each other about things that are important to our souls and the things that we like about each other, and, you know, to remind ourselves about why we're with that person. We want to share dreams, our desires, maybe share a fantasy. You know, have a language, a sexy language.
If it's 10, 15, 20 years that's passed, how do you even bridge the conversation? How do you get it back?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so if you leave it too long, and if there's a loss of respect or the stain has crept in, it becomes very difficult. I talk to my patients about an ABC. So what is your attitude, your behavior, and your commitment, and commitment also to communication? And it's just really about scheduling time. So you have to make that time commitment with that person to re-engage on that level.
Dr. Heather, do you think that we should make rules? Like, for example, when we get into the bed, we don't do any shop talk in inverted commas. So no more things about, you know, did you remember to do this? Don't forget tomorrow we've got this and blah, 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 blah. That we should make the bed a sacred space where any conversations like that that are mundane and boring and about domestic things need to be said before we get into bed, so that the bed is a space for other things.
Yeah, absolutely. And even to make the bedroom, you know, maybe your sacred space. So all the domestic stuff gets left outside the door. And once, you know, you cross that threshold, that is your sexy space.
Mm.
That's your sensual space.
I like
that. That's your adult space. And also to keep everything positive, you know, so only say lovely things to each other, the things that turn you on, what physical attributes about your partner you still find sexy. You know, you can keep it so simple. You know, I love the shape of your nose. I love the way your hair falls down your back. I like it if you touch me on my hip. I like it if you kiss me behind my ear. I like it if you wear this. I like it if you wear that.
Smile Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast.
6 tot 9.
6 tot 9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.